I got the idea for going down to Cuba to basically because I thought now was an interesting time to teach students about Cuba because Cuba's always interesting, but I think, you know, as the Castro's age and as Obama opening up travel to Cuba in 2011, I saw that as an opportunity to maybe develop a class and to start a dialogue about Cuban-American relationship and and what might be happening in Cuba. And if nothing happens, I think it's a really great time to get there because it's so close, but it's one of the few places in the world without Starbucks and McDonald's and Coca-Cola, you know, sort of readily available. So just as a way to learn more about it, I thought now was an interesting time to do that. So I took a trip down to Cuba in 2011 during the Havana Biennale. And the show came about because there was really great Cuban art. There was a lot of international art, too, which is always interesting to see. But the Cuban art was really sophisticated and really intelligent and really subtle, very conceptual, and I thought there were really different points of view happening, too. So I took a lot of pictures, and when I came back, these four people, together with Kristen, came about because, why did they come about? Because we liked their work, but we thought their work would talk to each other well also. But there were different generations, different genders, different perspectives, different media, and so I liked all of that happening together and that cross-pollination. And the idea was always, I'm not a scholar of Latin American art, I'm not even a scholar in general, I'm an artist, so I wanted to take kind of the colonialism out of it and just have enough space for each of the artists so that their work could speak for themselves. And that's why it's titled First Person. It's the artists talking about their own individual experiences side by side. They're grouped together as being Cuban, but it's not by any means the survey of Cuban art.
It doesn't sound like there's like an overarching identity that says Cuban, or is there in this?
I'll address that, and of course they're the best people to sort of answer that broader question. But I think for me, from an art historical perspective, and one of the things I wanted to do in the artists that we chose is I think from an American audience perspective, there's a real misunderstanding of what Cuban art is. We have expectations. We think Cuba, we think politics. We think we're going to walk into a gallery and see, you know, Cuban flags and Fidel and all of these sort of famous icons that are certainly part of the Cuban artistic tradition. But when you really look and understand the history of art in Cuba, diversity has always been a huge part. You go back to even the colonial period. Artists have always had their own voice, just as in any culture. You have the voice, the perspective, independent ways of expression in any culture. And I think for some reason, we tend to not allow Cuban art to be diverse. We don't want it to be diverse.
Why not? Why do we need it to be one thing?
I think it's a big part of it is that Cuba is not visible to us. I mean, we were sort of, Yaima and I were talking yesterday on our flights into Milwaukee. We were both looking at the maps in the flight, you know, magazine. And you see all these routes, you know, planes flying all over the world, and they all fly over Cuba, which is not even labeled, right? It's not labeled on the map. It's the only country on our American Airlines map that is not labeled. And yet we pass over it all the time. It's so close. So I think there's you know, it's a complicated political, historical, cultural kind of invisibility. And, you know, I think the way that we can sort of think about and digest it as Americans is still very much framed in the Cold War mentality. And I think that's changing as generations shift. And younger people who didn't come of age during the Cold War, they're curious about Cuba, and they don't have the same sort of baggage, I guess, we do. And on the Cuban side, I think those boundaries are breaking down as well. And so I think it's because we have these boundaries between us that the way we are allowed to think about it, or that it's acceptable to think about it, is only within that sort of Cold War, Cuban art is political. Yeah. The second we allow Cuban art to be truly a part of the global art world and art market, for many people, I think, in America and probably in Europe, it's no longer Cuban. It becomes just art.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the artists then. Yeah. Do you agree with that, Yaima and Glenda? Do you think your art becomes less Cuban once it actually goes into the global market?
I'm not pretty sure, because you are always labeled as a Cuban artist. So when you say you are Cuban, it's something like already people expect something from you. So you have to show something, or it's people expecting always. And some of us just try to learn how to use that from our point of view. And this is what I'm kind of doing with my work, or the work I'm exhibiting here.
Express your
your
identity.
Yes, to think about myself. How is my role as an artist? Just seeing myself as a Cuban artist and what people expect from me and how I can react to that somehow, doing some kind of work. Like, for example, this work I'm doing is mixed media installation or performance too, and where I'm going to show, for example, what it was political art for me in some point, because somehow people expect from us that we show things like supposed to be political art. So I'm trying to show something that is really far away from the thing that's supposed to be art, that is the totalitarian kitsch. And I'm trying to use this as a form of art that we're supposed to do as a political artist or something.
Right, making the comment on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And Glenda, for you, do you find that you have a similar expectation put on you as a Cuban artist?
As expectation, yes, but I don't care about it. My work really has nothing. I don't think about it when I'm doing art. I don't really care if I am an artist or if I'm Cuban or not. I'm just doing this, and then the people can read it as they want. So, but I don't care about expectation or labels or, you know, I'm just doing that, and I just worry about labels when I'm talking. I'm doing the title, and you know, the label you put it, this is the only time that I worry about, okay, this is an installation, let's put it down.
Do you both find that expectation, whether you ignore it or not, is stronger in the United States, or do you also get it in Europe, too? Because I know you both work in Europe as well.
I think in Europe, too.
Yeah.
It's all over, because as soon as the people know the situation, the story of Cuba, they will expect that. Maybe in the United States a little bit stronger because of the other political issues we had, you know, the whole, you know, all the things, you know, that they were here, the American government there and all these things, you know, the blockade and all that. So I think probably that's a good reason for which there is a closer relationship.
For people who would not necessarily know anything about contemporary art or Cuban contemporary art, what do you hope that they come away with seeing these four artists and their work here?
Well, I mean, for me, it's really kind of simple and goes back to what I was saying before. I just hope they come see it. I mean, I think it's work that people don't get to see very often. I mean, it's very rare that you get to see Cuban art from any period in the United States, more or less contemporary art. I've had to go to Canada, I've had to go, you know, to Mexico, I've had to go everywhere. So I think just coming and seeing it has enormous value. But I think, you know, one of the other threads that runs through the work as we were pulling it together is it's all very performative in its own way. It's all very engaging. And I think it's something we were talking about yesterday with Yaima and the students, that, you know, there is an inherent welcoming, I think, in Cuban art, that Cuban artists want you to see, they want you to participate, they want you to be a part of their work. The distance that we tend to have with art in the United States is kind of broken down, I think, in Cuba. And so I hope that people come and see it. I hope that they feel that they are a part of the work that's here. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess that it's complicated. I don't want anything flattened out because of the exhibition. I don't think you can. I don't think you can reconcile that you saw this exhibition and now you know something about the themes that run through Cuban art. I don't think you can understand more about these individuals, and you can understand some of the things that they might have in common, the perspective, the voice, but they all have different things to say and they do it differently. So yeah, just that you walk away with an appreciation, but also appreciation of the complexity of the whole, of the culture.
Yeah. And for the two of you, first time in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the art scene here? Not the temperature. We know that you don't like that. None of us do at this point. But what do you think of the students that you've seen and talked to so far?
They have very smart questions. They were very well prepared. I'm very, until now, I'm very impressed, but she has had more experience today.
Yeah, what I've seen from the academy, yeah, this is it's a school very amazing, pretty, like, well-prepared from the beginning. For me, it's pretty amazing how they call seniors to the last year students, and the seniors, they are very well-prepared, very smart, and they ask very good questions to us, yes. It was very good to work with them and, yeah, to have contact with them, because I also work in collaboration with them for the painting, and some of them, they were so interesting, so very good, well-prepared, very good artists, yes.
Muchas gracias. I want to thank you both very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you.
And thank you both very much, too. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Bonnie.